And the winner for Newcomer of the Year is... Zahara.
Bulelwa Mkutukana, better known as Zahara, released her first album, titled Loliwe, or The Train, towards the end of 2011. To date, it has sold over 300,000 copies, making her one of South Africa's biggest selling artists. At this year's South African Music Awards, she walked away with 6 awards, including Female Artist of the Year, Best Selling Album, Best Smooth Urban Music Album, and Newcomer of the Year. Zahara comes from the informal settlement of Pumlani on the outskirts of East London in South Africa and started a singing career as a lead singer in her local church.
For a young girl like me from the rural areas to come into South African music and break the record, South African music record, for me that's big, that's God.
She says most of her songs were written to inspire her community, and she adds that she never received any formal music training. She inherited her first guitar from her older sister, who was studying music at university.
I taught myself without notes, without chords. I'll just listen to sounds. I'll just watch live DVDs, and I'll just watch intensively where the guys they're placing their fingers, what they play. So I'm slowly getting there. Still don't know all the chords, but I do play.
2 months after releasing her debut album, Loliwe, she was invited by the former president of South Africa, Nelson Mandela, for a private performance at his Qunu home.
Well, let me say what he said when I went to perform for him. He said, okay, I'll say it in closer first because that's the way he said it. So that means you must leave your guitar.
The winner for Album of the Year is...
Zahara has no plans to release another album this year, but will be recording a live DVD at Carnival City in Johannesburg in June. Thereafter, she's set to go on tour across the country and overseas. For VOA Africa, Amunati Kondile in Cape Town, South Africa.